Finally today, Nigeria's biggest city is a pretty good place to be if you're into music. No surprise then, the world's Marco Werman is there to visit some of the city's famous music venues, which means he is perfectly placed to answer our GeoQuiz.
You're listening to a concert at the famous New Africa Shrine, or just a shrine, in the large sub-city of Ikeja, in Lagos, Nigeria, and Lagos is the answer to the GeoQuiz. This is a concert I went to last Thursday night. It's Femi Kuti, the son of Fela Kuti. It's kind of muddy because I was just taking the sound from the loudspeakers, and the ceiling at the shrine is about 50, 60 feet high, and it's corrugated zinc, and the sound just echoes and booms throughout the place. The shrine was the nightclub that was set up by Fela Kuti back in the 70s, and it's where a lot of his concerts, probably most of his concerts here in Lagos, took place. And since then, it's been razed and it was rebuilt in Ikeja here in Lagos. I came to Lagos to collect material for a program about the legacy of Fela. This was my first time here. And then I actually went back to the shrine on Saturday night for a concert by Fela's youngest son, Sheyun. He's performing now with his father's band, the Egypt 80.
This one is called Na Oil, everybody. This song is a parable about the importance of human lives, you know. Because as we know, for Africa here, our rulers only care about their Swiss bank accounts.
This is an excerpt of a song that Sheyun wrote called Na Oil, and the sound is better here because I got permission to take the song right off the mixing console. Listen to the introduction and you'll hear the political content and how Sheyun really doesn't fall at all that far from the tree that was his father's volatile political lyrics.
You know, sometimes they deceive some few people to make them believe, say, they care about us. You know, but nobody, they really investigate the things anyway.
Basically, Sheyun's song is bemoaning how oil production in Nigeria benefits few of the millions of people here. Corruption is rampant, he sings. These are all things his father used to sing about, although the oil issues have become more acute in recent years, and that's partly because the rich have gotten richer here while the poor have become relatively poorer, and everyone here knows that the wealth that's circulating among those who have it derives primarily from the fact that Nigeria is the world's ninth biggest producer of oil, and that money is going to someone, because if you look around the streets of Lagos, it sure isn't evident that it's coming back to the average people. Electricity is actually a really good symbol of the disparity between rich and poor here. First of all, if you have electricity, you're probably in the top 10, maybe top 5% of the people living in Lagos. Now, there are regular power cuts, so the only way to avoid it is if you've got a generator, which puts you up even further on the economic ladder. And then you've got to feed the generator regularly, so you've got to get one of these giant jacuzzi-sized plastic bins for diesel fuel. That puts you in an even higher economic class, and I guess I'm sitting very high up because in my hotel, that noise that you can hear right now is a generator running. Well, this just isn't the way the vast majority of people here live, and there's no one really speaking up for them in public. The shrine, though, is one place where you can go and hear great music, great improvisational solos, and when the solos are done, you've got Femi Kuti and Sheyun Kuti coming back in for several verses, singing about these matters.
But if you ask most Nigerians today, especially people my age, what do you think of him? He's a big boy. So they want us to look up to people like that. But now we must exercise our freedom of expression in terms of democracy to change it. Not to look at Oyibo, say, Oyibo is coming. We are looking for foreign investment.
The world's Marco Werman sent us that musical postcard from Lagos, Nigeria.